Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. Are ostriches just like inferior emus? Hey everyone, I'm currently doing some laundry, so hopefully that's not being picked up in the background. Anyway, INEA presents Plumbing the Death Star UK Tour with Adam News, so Bristol sold out. Crazy, but there is a waiting list, so if you're wanting to come to that but missed out, just add your name to that and we'll see what we can do. We're very close to announcing the London, Manchester and Belfast shows, like one or two days, so follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the most up-to-date information, as well as check out sanspantsradio.com/live on where to purchase tickets when that's available. We're still waiting to hear back from a few other venues, so hopefully other places will be announced soon, so just again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Or join SansPantsPlus.com, and not only will you be the very first to get said information, but you'll be able to get 10% off ticket prices, plus more bonus content than you can shake a stick at. Enjoy the episode, and I'm going to enjoy hanging out laundry.
Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. I'm your dungeon master, Adam.
I broke the slinky.
Are you fucking for real?
I'm Jackson Bailey. I'll be playing the part of Anton de Saussure.
I'm Michael Shanks. I'll be playing the part of Squim Norton.
And I'm Joel Zeman. I'll be playing the part of Shane Knoll.
Previously. Oh. Anton, you feel better, but you're still being affected. You haven't heard anything from above for a little while.
Haven't heard a bloody peep.
Why are we fighting in the dark all the time? Fuck, we're idiots. Anyway.
It's only good for you. If Shane is the only person there,
yeah,
and he only needs to fight an enemy, darkness is useful.
That's useful.
Very useful, in fact. Okay. Except for four glowing, hovering orbs.
Puzzle room. Really gingerly get close to the orb, but not quite. I just want to feel...
Which
fuck
one?
It, I touch it a little bit.
See how I used dice to mark each of them? That's the order that you needed to do them in.
For real? Yeah.
Oh, no way.
That's so funny.
And then it digs into you
bullshit
with its claws, tearing wildly.
Fuck off.
He was doing a sand dance before, so he loves sand. I don't know, he was born in the desert. Come on down up from New Orleans, to quote Captain Beefheart.
Another fractal grapple, ladies and gentlemen. Best kind.
Kiss him instead.
Cutter.
Oh, mate, his mouth is... Fuck off, it's being that cunted.
Being grappled.
It's currently in the middle of a cunting.
The sand ghoul is free, and there's a cog somewhere in this room. What's your plan?
I'm going to say, I'm trying to think of a movie reference for this particular puzzle. Harry Potter 1.
I was going to say, is it Harry Potter?
Yeah, I think it's Harry Potter 1. The Philosopher's Stone.
All right. So, Shane, it's your turn. You drink the potion?
Yes.
All right. What potion is it?
Light Wounds.
Light Wounds. You recover 4 hit points.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hurrah.
That's good.
Happy You're days. On 11.
Yay.
That's not as... I mean, it's one under me.
I'm walk into the room.
You actually can't. You bump into someone.
Hey.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'll allow it. It's fine.
Yeah.
So... Who wants to move slightly to the left?
I will, because I'm about to go on a journey anyway. So
you feel Shane coming up behind you, and you're like,
I'll just let you through.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just walk. Oh, you again. Okay. That butt. That butthole. Shield block. Defensive stance.
Okay, so you take a step in. You've drunk the potion, so you can't attack this time.
Yeah, I know. Just shield block, whatever that is.
Anton.
Yeah, okay.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
So I want to search and I want to look in the mirror for where it is in the room. You know? Like, it's going to show up in
if
the mirror.
If you move, it's going to get an attack of op.
That's fine.
Are you moving or are you looking?
I feel like it's a big room. I got to move to see everywhere, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to solve this puzzle quick. Got to get it done. No time for fucking around.
It hits you. You get bit.
I'm already so sick.
8 points of damage.
Oh, Lord.
You're on 4 hit points.
Hey, you're not dead.
Not dead.
Not doing great.
And
that's all right.
Maybe you'll be undead, you can disrupt the room yourself.
And you spend a turn just scanning the room.
Comparing the mirror to the world behind me. Looking for discrepancies.
Oh, you specifically do that? Okay. You are probably kind of distracted by the fact that you got bit.
Yeah.
And so you're like more concerned with staunching the blood than actually checking
shivering,
the room.
Bleeding from my neck.
Life what
is,
a day.
Life is Hell. You're panicking too much. The red is coming in at the sides of your vision.
Like you just got killed in GoldenEye.
I was going to describe more Call of Duty, but sure. GoldenEye.
It's good. Fuck, what a game. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okie dokie. Then it is its turn. Now, there are two enemies next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has three attacks.
Oh, golly.
Classic.
Vintage.
Bloody classic. How do I want to do this?
Odds and evens?
Odds is Shane. Evens is Squim.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
First one is evens. Squim gets the first one. Second one is odds. Shane gets the second one. Third one is odds. Shane gets the third one.
Sayonara.
That's the end of Shane. No. Et by a tomb ghoul.
Hey, 11.
It tries to bite.
It's fine.
Wait, who's the first attack? You, yeah. Squim. It tries to bite you. You take a step backwards and you lean so far backwards that your head goes out of the room and you can't see it briefly.
Oh.
You see maybe its fingertips reach out, just appear out of the magic and try to swipe for you, but then they go back in.
Right.
You lean back into the room and you're back in the fight. Then it tries to claw at you.
Tries and fails.
Like
a miss for the first swipe.
Hey, Bambino.
It makes a second swipe.
And misses again.
Which misses.
Like a hero.
Hey!
Here we go.
Bloody glorious.
Positive.
You're struggling, Adam.
It spends a turn just missing.
Positive thinking, lads. Positive thinking.
Literally, it never really works. But
actualization.
Okay.
Works all the time. That's the secret.
The secret. Yes. The secret.
Play D&D using the secret.
Squim.
A little higher.
So I'm back in the illusion room. I can see it. All right. Do I have anything melee different?
You do have a mace, which you could use if you wanted.
I do, but it's that's 1d6 as opposed to the 2d6 of Eldritch Blast.
You need to make a concentration check.
Okay. Sorry.
Just take a 5-foot step back.
Perfect.
You're fine. Now you're not even. Now it can't even attack you unless it moves.
Perfect. Oh, heat. Uh oh.
So. You fire at point-blank range, and while you're firing, Shane, you step forward to try and bash it backwards because it's getting very in your face.
No.
With your shield, you reach out, and Squim's Eldritch Bolt slams into the back end of your shield. You feel warmth wash over your arm, but you don't take any damage.
Okay, good. Closing.
Friendly fire. Did somebody turn friendly fire on in this? Have we heard each other more than the enemies?
Yes. Maybe.
For some reason.
I wish we took a DK mode on.
Shit, yes.
Then it is...
Floating mines.
Shane's turn.
Can I give a knight's challenge to see what happens?
Your knight's challenge is successful.
And I attack him. Oi, cunt.
He's on.
Fucking you and me, Macca's car park right now.
Sounds like a knight.
So because of the Eldritch Bolt striking you in the shield, you stumble forwards and you're overextended before you even begin your attack. So when you swing around with the sword, imagine the creature was standing right in front of you.
A good opening move,
your
damn it.
Forearm slams into its side and you can't actually hit it with the sword because you're swinging too far with your sword.
This creature is a hassle.
Anton,
keep looking for discrepancies. Where's that fucking cog?
You're still pretty distracted.
God damn it.
You're on 4 hit points and you're not enjoying it. I'm going to say you're scrambling around in the sand, looking up, looking down, trying to clear
clear
rubble away or anything.
Touch.
I'd like to get my chicken to come to me as well.
Oh no, it'll get an attack.
Do you want to?
It'll get an attack of all.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind, stay out there, chicken.
Okay, it's turn. There's only one enemy.
Yeah.
Ugh. Now, I'm going to roll a d8 three times for its attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I get an 8 on the roll, it charges after Anton or Squim instead.
Okay.
More than 8.
No.
Bullshit. All three of its attacks will be against you.
You might be done, chump.
No.
Its first attack, when it tries to bite you, you cower under your shield, and it's just leaning on your shield, trying wildly to attack you.
Get its mouth butthole on my shield, like an idiot.
Yeah.
And then the second one completely misses. And the third one also misses, as opposed to Adam's
face.
Doesn't
at all get a crit.
Doesn't at all get a crit.
Doesn't at all get a crit. Don't be fucking stupid.
It slams itself down once really heavily onto your shield. Your shield slides off and out of the way.
That would be silly.
It grabs you around the neck with both of its hands and starts throttling you.
Oh God.
Don't like that.
It's fine. My neck's strong. Got a strong neck.
I hate this fucking ghoul bullshit.
I know. We've been struggling with this. We took down a fucking scorpion in like 3 turns. This ghoul's given us grief.
You take 7 points of damage.
No.
You're on 4 hit points.
Hey, 4 hit points,
hey,
buddies.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? 4 hit points, yeah.
Squim?
I'm going to go another Eldritch Blast. Eldritch Blast.
Oh, God, don't hit him.
You hit it?
Hey!
Highs or lows? Highs or lows?
Highs.
You hit it?
Yes. Okay, yeah, good.
Dealing 11 points of damage.
Nice.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. You blast a hole solidly in its chest. Gore splatters you, Shane. And it collapses onto you.
It got my mouth.
Hey, we got it.
Hey, we got it. We finished it.
Can I have a look at it? I never got to see it. Oh, see? Butthole mouth.
Yeah, really is.
Yeah, it kind of looks, it's got the same body as that of an old woman.
Oh, yeah.
Every kiss is a rim job with this guy.
Well, we're out of potions, lads.
What's his room look?
Can I do like a health check or something on old mate?
He's fine. Mm-hmm.
There's no way to do it.
I don't really know what a health check is. So I'm just like, I keep hearing.
A lot of people do, yeah, when they see heal check, they assume it gives back hit points. It's more like to help identify diseases and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only way to heal someone really quickly is magical. Mm.
Let's all of us together, now that we've got some time, search the room for that cog.
And like, Gloom, you can come in now.
Gloom enters the room.
I haven't really talked to Gloom much the last couple hours.
Gloom doesn't want to go anywhere near any of you guys. Yeah. He barely even talks to you. You assume because he thinks talking to you will give him a disease.
And it might.
It might.
Green.
Purple.
Red.
I'm like, don't worry, Gloom, only one of us is sick now.
It is me, Gloom. Then I lick him in the mouth.
Shane, looking in the mirror, you see that the crystal decanter in the mirror is not in the same position as it is in the real room.
All right. So crystal decanter.
Anton, you see that in the mirror, one of the tables is facing the other way around.
Okay.
And Shane, you spot...
Squim.
God fucking damn it. Squim, you spot that in the mirror, one of the paintings on the wall, one of the remnants of the paintings on the wall is basically on the wrong side of the wall. It's got to be moved to the other side.
We got to match it.
You shift everything so that it's right in the mirror, but nothing happens.
Bullshit.
Breaks the decanter. It is in there.
Is anything in the decanter?
Sorry?
Is anything in the decanter?
No.
Can I touch the mirror once we've matched it?
Yeah. You touch the mirror. It's cool to the touch, but nothing else.
Now that we've matched it, is there anything...
Anything else out of order?
Same dice as last time.
Yeah. He's... Gloom, what are you...
Yeah, Gloom, get
Gloom's
in
also
this.
Been looking around, but he didn't spot anything.
Garbage.
Shane, you can't spot... Well, none of you can spot anything different anymore.
Okay.
But, Shane, you are very certain that there is nothing different anymore.
Okay.
All right. We pretty much got it.
Okay.
Gloom shrugs his shoulders. Smash the mirror.
Okay.
All right.
Smashes the mirror.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to get my Morningstar and slam it into the mirror.
The mirror smashes.
Okay.
It's a wall behind it.
Did anything happen?
Nah. I just made the puzzle harder for you guys.
Gloom, you piece of shit.
I don't know.
Okay, I walk out of the room and look back inside of it.
The magic still remains. The mirror looks intact suddenly again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I see anything different to my recollection of the reflection? Sweet rhyme.
Yeah.
Ill.
Oh, do you mean, is anything different in the room?
From outside.
Okay, I see what you're sort of saying. Like, where's the crystal decanter in relation to where?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
How shattered did you just...
Good job, mate, on that roll. You notice that you, for the first time, you're realizing now everything in the, when you step out of the room and look into the fake room, mm-hmm. you notice that everything is reversed, not the same way around.
We need to turn everything.
You poke your head back in.
Switch
we need
it
to
all
turn
around.
Everything around. Can so we it matches
so like
that.
Like a 180?
We do a 180. So not that it matches, that it is reversed.
Yeah, okay.
Right, yeah. That's all what right, I
we
said.
We just 180 everything. We 180 everything.
All right. Without too much trouble, you do that. Well, actually, with a lot of trouble. It takes you like a solid hour because now you got to pick up mirror shards and be like, okay. Yeah,
where the fuck is the roof?
He's giving Gloom some dirty looks.
Yeah. Smash the mirror off.
You're an archaeologist.
You're an archaeologist. I'm on 4 health. He's on 4 health. No, Adam.
Yeah, no one cuts our hand.
Thank God.
Okay, so I just hate you guys with a passion. So you arrange the room in reverse rather than what the mirror should be showing. And when you do that, a hatch opens in the ceiling and a small cog falls out from the ceiling onto the sand in front of you. All right. Hey, whatever, you pick it up.
We put that in. Da-da-da-da. Put that into the machine.
And pull that lever.
You hear a whirring, a clicking, and even a whistling sound. You turn around to look way at the other end of the corridor where the door is, mm-hmm. like past all the rooms and such. You see the door open up for you.
Excellent.
Seek.
All right.
You happy, Gloom?
Yes, he says. Yeah, from a distance. When the door opened up, you can see, additionally, the room beyond has another one of those seals, the large pillar with the tiny writing on it.
Oh, anothery. All right.
Gloom gestures towards it. Should we, shall we
I suppose
fuck
Gloom?
On?
Exactly.
Shall we go on? No.
All right, let's just. Look,
what are your points?
I'm on 4. I think you are also on 4.
You are both on 4 hit points.
Not doing well.
Squim is currently the highest right now. Woo! With 32 hit points.
You're a healthy boy, Squim.
I'm just killing this dungeon. you're all dungeon crawling. I'm dungeon sprinting, motherfucker.
So maybe
you got to learn to walk before you can run.
And I'm sitting there crawling. how long does it take to open the seal again? Like, it was pretty quick, yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't take Gloom long. He reads the thing. He does a little, he does a little spell on it.
So we need to have a bit of a rest. So why don't we just, can we close this door and so have a bit of a sleep here with a seal? Because I'm still worried about those bugger lugs up ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fella's coming for us.
How long? Well, okay, I guess we can do it by night basis. Closing the door is not an easy prospect.
All right.
Because the lever is at the other end of the corridor.
Yeah, right.
You could try if you wanted
to. I've got rope. I could tie the rope around the lever, walk into the room and then yank. Would that work? Although that would trap us. there's no way for us to get out.
Maybe
we shouldn't.
I think it's a problem with the upstairs.
Fuck
the upstairs with the
we
Sphinx.
Didn't go, we realized that would trap us before we did.
Gloom pipes up and says, "Perhaps it might be better to have the door open so that we might see."
Yeah.
Because the corridor is up one end, the little lever thing you need to pull, a straight shot to the seal, and in between is where anyone coming down would need to drop down.
Yeah, true.
So if you left the door open, anyone standing watch would spot them instantly.
Yeah, and I got hit points and I don't need to sleep, so I'll stand watch.
Right, yeah.
I can stand watch the whole time.
That's right. And you're a half elf, yeah?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can just be like, whatever, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Go back for sneaky bloody meditate.
So yeah, if we can just rest for a night at least.
We'll have a sweet little nap. Right.
So first off, highs or lows? Anyone?
Highs.
Highs? All right. Second off, in the night, you actually can't see the sun, so you're not 100% sure whether it's day or night, but
who knows?
Over 8 hours course later, of your rest,
we keep
all
the
of
cycle.
You feel, I don't want to say stronger, because you're all still
less
incredibly
shit.
Infirm. Because you're too
less
mean.
Shit.
Yes. Yeah, though. But you all do gain a level.
Woo!
Yay!
Oh, look at us, healthy boys. And when we level, we gain full hit.
And I get back to normal. Yeah.
You fucking wish.
Oh, D&D.
Well, actually, Anton, after the rest and regaining hit points, after the level up and regaining rest, you are on full hit points of hot new 15.
Hey.
Fuck, no, but see, that sounds meager. But compared to, what was it, eight?
Eight, geez.
That's all right.
12.
12, 12. Okay, it's not that good.
Squim, your maximum hit points have become 40.
Oh,
and Shane, your maximum hit points have become 71.
Oh, sick. Of how healthy boy.
You are 29 out of 71.
That's fucked.
Not that healthy boy.
Why am I 50?
29.
What would that put me on W? Were I not down a...
Oh.
Dickens.
Are you diseased?
Down a Dickens.
I don't think so.
I have like a disease counter 2 days.
Oh, because we were all diseased.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I am diseased.
For the plague.
Yeah. You are now disease free.
Hey!
You need to make the save 3 days in a row. That was the third day. Fuck, so that's what that counter was. I just remember.
All right. Look at you, healthy boy. So we're all healthy.
I'm feeling good.
Everyone has fought off the effects of the disease. Your constitution goes back up to 20 from 13.
Man.
I forgot that was the thing that was happening to you.
20 HP. Fuck you.
You regain 7 points of dexterity. No. You have 14. You regain the 1 point a day.
Oh, God.
Now I remember properly.
I'm in for it.
Yeah, so the disease ravaged your body.
Yep.
You went from, 20 is boosted with a magical item.
Yep.
You went from your dexterity score down to 13, and you've recovered from the disease, but...
Now I've got to, heal up over time.
Yeah, the slow healing up over time.
Chicken noodle soup
or
rooster noodle soup.
Yeah, if you had a cleric here, this would
go a
lot faster.
Yeah, but then I'll go down the level I just went up.
True.
What else happened? Ah, yes, Squim.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are starting to learn the game a little bit more, I gave you the option to switch out some spells if you wanted to see if there's a spell you felt was more in line with how you wanted to play your character. And before we started recording, you decided that...
I've got Summon Swarm. Because I can, now that means I can hurl a swarm of
bats, rats,
and
locusts,
oh my, at anyone I want to, which is just my dream in life.
That's so good.
Like, say if I wasn't in a dungeon right now and I'm just at home, could I just summon bats and, like, watch TV with bats? hang out with them?
They only last for a limited amount of time, then they kind of dissipate.
Yeah, it's longer than most of my real friendships.
He just conjures them from the ether. What? Excuse me?
Nothing.
And you switched out, which spell was it?
Yeah.
So I switched it out from darkness.
So you pick one, just letting everyone know you can't summon all three at once or a combination.
Okay. That's
you
sad.
Pick one, and then a swarm of them becomes your temporary buddy, and it will fight for you.
That's mad. Question though, because it's a warlock and they can just keep summoning as much as they want, can they just be like bat, locust, and rat in 3 turns?
You can only have one swarm active at any time.
That's sad.
So if after you've summoned one, you can summon another one, but the first one dissipates. They don't disappear into nothing, but the swarm kind of just breaks apart.
Like,
but you know what's good about that? You can be like, with one punch to the face on one turn, bats. And then punch him again, those bats disappear, but now rats, like, they'll be confused.
They'll be so confused.
They won't know what's happening.
Also, locust is an odd choice, because we've got, like, some rodents and vermin, and then it's just like, and locusts, I guess. Also doesn't rhyme. I would put cats.
I think they're kind of just typical swarms. Actually, bats.
For some reason. Bats.
Bats seems like the one that doesn't make sense.
No, bats swarm.
Because if you're thinking of atypical swarms, you imagine maybe a swarm of locusts, you can imagine a swarm of rats. Bats is not
like
your
maybe,
third
maybe
go-to.
Maybe frogs. Like, I was thinking
kind of
frogs,
maybe.
Yeah.
Although frogs don't swarm, you're just thinking of the biblical sense.
I am thinking of the biblical
firstborn kids, dead.
You summon a swarm of firstborn
I wish later on warlock spells just followed the story of Moses.
That'd be a sick role-playing game. Like, play through the story of Moses.
Imagine that. Like, imagine that you're fighting the big bad. The big bad's like, you know, you can't stop me. Oh, yeah? You're firstborn. Dead.
Oh, God. Yep.
Little Tony. I was like, then run home. He's fucking gone.
And then the big bad's like, who's the true villain here?
The big bad was like the Pharaoh from the story of Moses.
Ditto.
Right? Yeah, good.
Ditto.
Is that Ramses?
Yeah. Ramses II? Second?
Yeah, I want to say Ramses II. I don't know.
The second. Please don't say Ramses II.
Ramses II.
Wait, is it always been the second?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what the titling system means.
It's II.
Yeah, it's not a sequel.
I always thought it was Ramses II.
The redeadening. The pharaohing.
Like,
I'm not even joking.
But it's CII. It still means two.
I can't wait for someone to email and being like, I think you're fine. It is Ramses.
Dear two. D&D is for nerds.
Dear at Zoe Bellotta.
Why does Ramses 2 make me think of the Watchmen comic? Is that Ozymandias?
Ramses was a character, isn't he?
No, Ozymandias.
Ozymandias.
Yeah, his password, right. I think, is Ramses 2, which I don't know. That's a pet peeve of mine is when in like things it's like, huh, what's his password? And they see a book like, oh, that book Ramses called Ramses 2. Oh, I'm in.
That's which how I set all of my passwords. Makes it seem whatever like I saw when I was entering it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it makes it seem like he was thinking really hard about it, but it's more like, it's like, what's a password? Oh, there's my book. Yeah, Ramses 2,
all
right.
It's like all my passwords.
Give away
like
all my passwords, everything. But that is something I did. I looked around my room when I had to develop a password, and I was like, oh, that. And so that's now my password
really?
For a lot. Yeah.
Samit, I feel like if someone's in your room looking for passwords, you've got other problems.
Yeah,
fair. All
right, six swarms. Done.
Good.
So, yes.
That's swarms, I guess.
Wait. We're not still keeping watch, are we? I summon a swarm just to be like, check this out.
I don't know how when this happened.
Okay, so what swarm do you... No, it's irrelevant. Gloom loses his shit.
Yeah.
Gloom backpedals away from you as quickly as he can, crawling on his hands and knees up to one corner of the room. And cowers before you.
I'm like, it's cool, they're friendly, it's fine.
Do you?
My girlfriend's dead. Hey! I don't know how I'm feeling right now.
Poor little...
Things are complicated.
If the swarm approaches him in any way, Gloom just...
Does he eat shit and faint, like always?
Highs or lows?
Oh, no.
Lows.
Lows? He faints.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys. But hey, neat, right?
Oh, good.
Natural, cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
I got a new spell as well. As far
yes,
as I'm aware.
Did.
Can I summon an animal?
We make a zoo. We bought a zoo.
Out of my summon, four celestial apes.
Woo! Look at this! We are so many animals! You may summon...
I like to think... I can summon you...
One of the following...
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
A giant bee,
yes.
A celestial giant
bee. A giant bee?
Yeah.
It's that's the size of a dog.
That's sick.
A celestial giant bombardier beetle, the mm-hmm. same, it's the size of a dog.
That's
celestial
cool.
riding dog, celestial eagle,
uh-huh.
Lemur, which is a type of devil.
Yeah, I looked it up, it looks like a mud man.
A fiendish squid. Only in aquatic settings.
Damn.
Somebody give out their water.
It's funny though if you summon it and it's just like dying.
Like, oh my god, oh my god. Guys, get it back to the sea.
A fiendish wolf. Fiendish, incidentally, if I use a descriptor, assume it's like cartoonish almost. So a fiendish wolf looks like a devil wolf.
Right.
A fiendish monstrous centipede, large, which means it's as big as a horse.
I can ride animals.
Get on.
A fiendish monstrous scorpion medium, so a scorpion the size of a person.
Good.
A fiendish
but just
monstrous
keeping in mind
spider.
That my name is Scorpion Killer. And I have a grudge against their kind.
That's
it'll
be
react.
Centipedes from here on out. That's the big one.
A fiendish snake, which is considered a medium viper, which is like an anaconda.
Mad.
You may also summon.
I got a lot of options.
1d3, so 1 to 3
okay.
of the following. A celestial dog,
mm-hmm.
a celestial owl,
okay.
a celestial giant fire beetle,
yeah.
a celestial porpoise, only in aquatic setting.
Once again.
A celestial badger, a celestial monkey, fiendish dire rat. Mm-hmm. So dire rats are, a dire creature is just a regular animal, but like...
Big?
Yeah, bigger and stronger. So it'd be the size of a cat.
Okay,
cool.
And also fiendish.
And also
a fiendish raven. A fiendish monstrous centipede, medium, the size of a person.
Yeah.
A fiendish monstrous scorpion, small, the size of a cat.
Uh-huh.
Fiendish hawk. Fiendish monstrous spider, small.
Uh-huh.
Fiendish octopus, aquatic settings only. A fiendish snake, small viper. So just a regular sized snake.
Three god monkeys, please.
You can find out how many monkeys.
You can be the ultimate supervillain by just like casting endlessly creatures into water tanks and just watching them drown, like at home. Like that could just be your like fucking hobby.
There,
yeah.
Three dead heaven monkeys. There, dead. Three dead. I don't know why this is a struggle for you, Adam. Oh, I guess you gotta look up the stats for heaven monkeys.
Heaven monkeys.
What do you reckon?
How many times can you cast this? Is it level?
I can cast it 4 times.
Three times.
Thought I had four second level spells.
And what did you just do? You cast us.
Yeah. But he meant in total, Dingus.
Yes. So you can do this four times.
Yeah.
How many can you have at this? Can you, is it like squims?
I think it'll be like squims. They cancel each other out. Yeah, Adam?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Mm.
Three heaven monkeys. Nine heaven monkeys.
Everyone.
Monkeys are tiny, incidentally, which means they're what, like, you know, there's small little.
Yeah.
They're always portrayed as mischievous
little
monkeys.
Little gibbons.
Yeah.
Little capuchin lads.
Tiny monkeys. Yeah, capuchins.
But godly capuchins.
Like the organ grinder ones? Like the.
Yeah.
Give me money, little boy.
What? I mean, I would pay to see a monkey that can make music. I think the monkey knows it sounds nice.
I don't know.
Can apes tell good music?
I'd like to see the monkey just pick up like a banjo.
I'm sorry. First off, summon swarm. I didn't understand properly.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Okay, so summon swarm.
Classic Adam.
He doesn't know anything about
Shut the fuck up. So the summoned swarm lasts for as long as you're concentrating on the spell. Plus another two rounds, so it'll last a little bit after you leave it.
Right.
So you can have multiple active, but it starts dissipating over time.
Right.
So after two rounds,
they're gone. Okay. So you could be like, bats, stop. There's still two rounds of bats left, and then on the second round, you're starting rats.
Yep.
But...
rats had a lot more A's than bats did.
Rats.
Bats and rats.
So, the swarm is not as helpful as I thought it was. It does not attack you. Uh-huh. But it will attack whatever's closest.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to get at by bats.
Can your animals attack my bats?
We just get them fighting and we'll
take care of the
bees.
I thought it was going to be a fun disco, but it's like a feral zoo.
Oh, dear.
Summon them away from us.
How do you imagine them coming out of your hand? Or where do you imagine them? Because I always imagine it just like this thick, steady stream of bat.
No, they come out of my eyes.
You can keep using summon monster if you want.
Really?
Yep, until you run out of it.
So I can just fill a room with monkeys.
You could have up to 12 monkeys.
That's
providing rolls go well for you.
Yeah. Anyway, I summon these monkeys to be like, lol, I got cute monkeys. Good.
But they're not going to attack whatever's nearby. They'll hang out. They can chill.
That swarm is going to attack something.
I'm sorry, guys.
Highs or lows?
Gonna get it.
Lows.
The swarm attacks the monkeys.
Oh no, mon dieu!
That's pretty tiny, guys.
Hey, it's okay. They're not. They don't have families or feelings. We've just brought them into existence. Like, let them die. Let them fight.
Do you hold on to the spell, or do you just immediately?
No, I try and get rid of them as soon as I
okay.
can.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Two of the monkeys are killed.
I still got one left.
That's all right.
It leaves like 10 seconds later.
My
it
monkey?
Lasts per round. Level per round, so five rounds.
Yeah.
Like 50 seconds.
So it was brought into existence to have two other friends also brought into existence, watch them get murdered by like supposedly friendly bats, and then be like, well, that's my life. And fade, like,
a life
fades
well lived,
away.
I guess.
And I've gotten a Bulwark of Defense. So.
Yes, you get an ability called Bulwark of Defense, which means that enemies treat the spaces around you as difficult terrain. They can't sprint through it. They can't take 5 foot steps. You make it very hard for people to just run around you.
Ah, oh, sick.
Neat.
So I'm your like, yeah.
Bless you.
You're a tank boy.
Cool.
Tank boy, wizard boy, beast boy.
Hassle.
Hassle lad.
Right, so... Do we want to have another...
Probably gloom is Beast Boy.
Have a sneaky 8-hour nap.
Yep.
Again. Just straight back at it. Get your spells up and hopefully Gloom will wake up.
Back in.
Highs or lows?
Highs. Dive back into that slumber. I think we're going for a critical fumble.
He's like, it's like, oh, fuck, I feel so much stronger. Back to bed, though. Fucking
fuck this.
Oh. Maybe it'll happen again.
You sleep so well, you die.
Damn.
Perfect.
Okay. Will a sneaky second nap fix much more? Or is this just stalling the inevitable? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.